Spain is suffering the worst drought in more than half a century. The central plains and south there are normally dry anyway. They're now parched, and it may get worse with soaring temperatures this summer and no rain forecast for much of the country. Jerome Sokolovsky reports from the northeast of Spain.
The Monegros Valley at the foot of the Pyrenees is so dry that geologists classify it as a desert-like steppe. The dry grass on the plains and the rugged sandstone cliffs often appear in ads for European SUVs. But down in the valley, something doesn't fit. The desert has turned green with fields of alfalfa and corn. Flooded rice paddies make it look like Vietnam's Mekong Delta. Throughout Spain, tomatoes, watermelons, and other water-intensive crops are grown in places where rain hardly ever falls. This farmer, like his colleagues around the country, relies on artificial irrigation. Taken together with the population and tourism booms on the arid Mediterranean coast, and it's not surprising that in this summer's drought, reservoirs have emptied to levels not seen since 1947.
Esto todavía... Mira, la semilla de arroz.
Farmer José Manuel Peneña dips his hand into a rice paddy in the Monegros Valley and pulls out a seedling.
Yo quiero ser agricultor. No es que tenga una obsesión con el arroz. Yo es una alternativa, un modo de vida.
I want to be a farmer. I'm not obsessed with rice, he says. It's a way of life, of earning my daily bread, the way my father and grandfather did it. If I could cultivate something else on this land, I would, the farmer adds. But this year, Peneña has had to let most of his land lie fallow because of the drought. The Monegros Valley gets its water from the Ebro River, the mightiest on the Iberian Peninsula. It's pumped in through an elaborate system of canals and sluices. This region has benefited from the government's decision to cancel a huge project that would have diverted the Ebro River to arid areas in the south. But Manuel Conte, the president of Monegros Township, is furious that environmentalists now want to halt construction of more dams for this dry region. These salon environmentalists have these demagogic theories that rivers flow as though we were in Sweden or Norway. It would be absurd to do this in those countries, but here either we do this or no one can live here, he says. Conte says that every single village in Monegros Township has been losing residents. Monegros farmers are also about to lose generous European subsidies for grain and rice. A combine is harvesting unusually short stalks of grain outside the village of Loporzano, about 10 miles from the Monegros Valley. The area's three reservoirs are all empty, and farmer Martin Laglera's harvest is half of what it normally is.
Miseria, por aquí miseria, pobreza.
Misery. Around here, it's just misery and poverty, he says. Pedro Arrojo is a professor at the University of Zaragoza. He compares Spain to the western United States in the years before environmental concerns limited the construction of dams.
The problem is every time we had droughtness in Spain, it was the occasion, the opportunity of asking for more dams.
Now, he says, Spain has more dams than any other country with a similar population density, but their reservoirs are still empty. Arrojo says the Spanish mentality has to change.
We don't need no more dams. It's not the key issue, the key question for the future. We must change our mind, preparing ourselves for the next event of droughtness.
The Spanish government says it wants to modernize irrigation, invest in desalination plants, and stop building dams and diverting rivers. But it recently caved into pressure from farmers and agreed to divert millions of gallons of water to arid regions in the south. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky.